Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Now comes to Papali'i, crashing it down beyond the 20. Just a good set. And now the last play. Ideally love six more, but ideally love a try. Moses to the right to Gutherson. He puts in a kick. Penasini's taken out of it. This could be a problem. Ponga is then thrown over the dead ball line by Ferguson. But this will all come down to Will Penasini. If he's taken out of it, it's either a penalty try or it's 10 in the bin for a night.
Okay, we've got tackle six here. I have no try. We're looking at any deliberate interference on the chaser and a possible Simmin if it is deliberate.
It was a lovely little play from Parramatta, though, to create this opportunity, running it on the last tackle.
So here's Gutherson putting in the kick.
He certainly gets the foot to it. Mitchell Pearce came across and said Gutherson dropped it, but he didn't. He just gets his foot there to it late. Now does
Tuala grabs
Penasini
before he
obstruct his opportunity to catch the football and put it down there. Because if he catches the ball here, which he's still got an opportunity to do.
Just looking to determine it's actually a kick.
Jeez, you're obsessed with kicks.
It's a kick.
He's kicked it, Gutherson. He's kicked it before.
It's a Billy Slater. It's a drop kick. It's a drop out. It's a drop kick like Billy.
I don't know, you know, Dan. I'm not too sure.
Hang on. You might be right here.
I don't think he has. He's missed it. He's
half followed it. Well, they are geniuses. He didn't kick it properly.
Did they call?
Oh, they are playing on. They are playing on, and there's no doubt that
Tuala tackles Will Penasini without the ball, just looking to determine if this is a professional foul or a penalty.
You can't give that a penalty try because Ponga's too close, isn't he? It decides the game. If they call a penalty try, it's just about game over.
Do you honestly think Gutherson kicked that ball?
I can't see from here.
It looked like a half volley on that angle from behind the try line.
Well, Ponga's not anywhere near him. It's just whether or not they're going to say that Penasini picks that one up. But
you're calling penalty try?
No, I'm not calling penalty try. I think it's a penalty and a professional foul, but I wouldn't give it a try.
Caelan Ponga has already overshot the kick, meaning it's an open line. In our opinion, Will Penasini would have collected that ball and scored a try.
Unbelievable. Wow. Unbelievable. We haven't had controversy this weekend. We have now. Clint Gutherson is debatable whether his kick was legal to begin with.
Wow.
And now a penalty try, which is going to finish off the Knights. Klein points to the spot, and because it's a penalty try, the kick will be from in front. High drama. 26-20. Parramatta about to go 8 clear.
Yeah, it was a great play to run the ball on the last like this. Everyone's expecting the kick. Moses out the back to Gutherson. Whether or not he got boot to the ball before it hit the ground, it's a matter of conjecture, but the referee said it is. And we've got a penalty try to decide this game, and surely now the game has been put to bed.
Gerds, you can't end a game like that. How can we be certain Penasini, A, was going to take it,
exactly,
and then was
right.
going to get this?
Well, Penasini had a decent shot at it regardless of Tuala that sort of just obstructed his passage through, but... Yeah, it's hard, Dan. I mean, I can see their point. Caelan Ponga wasn't going to stop anyone if he does pick it up. So I can understand that perspective, but it's just one of those ones. It just goes in that basket of it's not black, it's not white, it's very grey.
Well, it's
everyone's going to have their own opinion on it.
The Newcastle player is hurt, so...
You know, it's just such a shame
that
a game of this quality is going to be decided on a play that is subject to debate,
much controversy.
And controversy, and it's such a shame. It's been an absolute great game from both teams.
Sure has. The better team is in front, but Newcastle have not gone away. But Moses is about to put Parramatta 8 clear with 2 minutes left, and he kicks into the Leagues Club. They're just about there, the Eels. Ben Dobbin, down to you on the sideline.
The reaction from Clint Gutherson said it all. When they gave the penalty try, he started laughing and poked his tongue out at Mitchell Moses and gave a high five. Clearly, I don't even think that he believed that that was where it was going to go to. I think the fact that this game has been decided by that, it'll overshadow what has been just a magical game of football here in Rockhampton.
Yeah. What do you think, Dobbo, in relation to the foot to ball and then the penalty try?
Oh, I don't think it was that at all. I think, you know, I potentially think it probably should have been a goal line dropout.
So here we go. Restart is short. Newcastle get it back. Well, that's task one. They need to score and then get the ball back and score again. Mitch Barnett down in back plate as Bess picks it up and runs. Well, what sort of magic has Kalen Ponga got left? He's shown a bit today. 95 seconds left. Here's to the right to Clifford. Turns it inside to Jacob Saifidi and he's met.
Gee, took the energy out of the air out of the balloon then, didn't it?
As Piers to Ponga. Ponga the dummy this time, but he doesn't fool Papa Lee. He makes an excellent tackle. Look, if it went the way we thought, it would have been 10 in the bin and Parramatta probably would have closed it out anyway.
Yep.
But it's quite definitive, the penalty try to basically close it out. Daniel Saifidi wrapped up. 15 out, four tackles gone. To the right it goes. Piers, lovely cutout pass, but it took an eternity to get out to Heimel Hunt. So he's wrapped up by Wunga Blake. Must score off this play, the Knights. Here we go. Pierce goes to Ponga. Ponga, another one of these cutout passes. This time Ferguson is awake to it as it comes from Tuala. Back inside to Best. Best is knocked over, and that should be it. And Parramatta will survive week one of the finals.
Let's go, Isaiah.
Yeah, they've been brave, Newcastle. They have been brave. They couldn't come up with the answers when they needed to. But, you know, they've fought till the absolute death there, and they've been busted and bruised. They've lost a couple HIA early in the contest, and there was guys coming and going. You had Frizzell and you had, obviously, Jones and the like. Those guys spent a fair bit of time on the sideline, but just when the opportunities were there on a couple of occasions, they just couldn't make the play.
Probably one of their better performances this year, the Knights, but they're going to fall a little short here for the second season in a row. The Newcastle Knights exit in week one of the finals. As Gutherson, it was the last to handle the ball, and for the second time in 12 years, Parramatta have won a final. The Eels march on, and Penrith awaits. Mouth-watering next Saturday night. The Eels, 28-20 winners over Newcastle. Not without worry. Junior Paulo on report. Murata Neokore on report. So it won't be a win that comes scot-free. Jimmy Graham, we've got to say farewell to you because you're off the Fox. Gerd, stick around. Dobbo with some interviews right after this. Triple M rocking the finals. We're down to six.
The Triple M NRL play of the day.
Hammered in the tackle by Brown and Neokore. Neokore comes out of and you're not going to believe it. Kalen Ponga has thrown one of the passes of the year. He has cut out two players. He's cut out maybe three defenders. He has hit Inari Tuala on the chest.
The McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Oh, we needed all that time, Gerds, to catch our breath.
Yeah. Come up for air, Dan.
Wow, that had everything. That had brutality. It had controversy. It had great skill. Kalen Ponga, some of the things he did were ridiculous. But it had Parramatta winning. And 28-20 sets up an all-Sydney week two. Manly play the Roosters on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The winner there will play South the week after.
Yep.
And then Parramatta, Penrith in Mackay. Both games in Mackay next week. That's Saturday night with the winner to play Melbourne. That is the tougher side of the draw. I think it's when you've got one and two on that side of the draw.
Yep.
That's certainly the hard road to the grand final. Parramatta, Junior Paulo might be in trouble. But in saying that, they can worry about that the next couple of days.
Yeah, they've got to enjoy it for what it is.
Finals wins, they've learned the hard way. They're hard to come by. Yeah. And that was a hard-earned one today.
Certainly was, yeah. 7-8. Leave the contest in, and we've seen that for a lot over the years. But, yeah, they go through, and good on them.
What a difference this bloke made. Regan Campbell-Gillard returned, and he's with Ben Dobbin.
Great win tonight. Jeez, it was a battle, Regan Campbell-Gillard. A big, you've been out for a few weeks. To come back into that was a massive win for Parramatta tonight.
Yeah, we kind of did a little bit hard there and, let them in. Some probably soft tries, just leg outs that we've always spoken about. If we give them leg outs, then they're a team that obviously capitalises on ill discipline from us. So made it a bit hard for us. I think it was maybe four points in, or two or four points in that last probably 8 to 10 minutes. So Again, luck of the bounce there for us to get a penalty try there. And
if you're Newcastle, you'd be blowing up about the penalty try.
Bounce
of the ball.
Bounce of the ball, exactly.
Yeah, fair enough. What about playing in Rockhampton? Unbelievable venue.
Really
the crowd
good.
Got out
really
there.
Really good. Good solid turnout from the locals here. So not too sure about the field, but the field's a bit shocking. But good turnout here for the locals to obviously bring a semi-final to this part of Queensland. So my first time up here, and so.
Battle of the West next week in Mackay. You looking forward to that one?
Yeah, it should be a cracker.
Yeah.
They're obviously coming off a loss on the weekend. So we'll do our review. Prepare. We always prepared and do or die again next week. So
good on you, mate.
Looking forward to it.
Good win. Congrats.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, good bro. Stuff. Thank you, Regan Campbell-Gillard, with Ben Dobbin. When he's been out this year, he's been out six times. They've lost four of them. There's a Choice Hotel stat. And confirming Gerds, 7:50 Saturday night, Penrith plays Parramatta. So if you're in the Golden West, you can make your plans now. And by that, I mean what Deliveroo to get, I suppose, on a Saturday night. But
Jimmy Brings, I would imagine.
Oh yes.
Yeah, drink responsibly.
So that is confirmed, and we suspect that was going to be the case as the 7:50 Saturday game. Mm. Manly Roosters, 7:50 on Friday night. Mackay, the venue. Suncorp, by the way, after that next weekend, it's all at Suncorp. The prelim finals. And then, of course, the big one, which is, 21 days from now, the grand final. Only five games left, Gerds.
Are you counting down? It's been a long year, hasn't it?
It has, but it's almost bittersweet today because this week's the big
weekend. We break the back of it this weekend.
I think this week's the best weekend of the year, and I think that was proven. We had three fabulous games. Melbourne were great.
Yep.
That's Manly's fault that game was underwhelming. The last three, my God. That's what finals football is all about.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, bringing their best for this time of year, and there was some question marks put over a few of the sides going in. The Titans, and we spoke about and their performance against the Roosters, and then today Newcastle will be really proud of the effort that they've put in. Dan, I mean, I spoke about pre-game how they probably weren't conditioned for a contest like that after having a bit of a soft run in, but they gave it all for 80 minutes, and in the end could have gone either way. And as Campbell Gillard just spoke about, it was the bounce of the ball in the end. It came down to a little bit of a battle of their key players. Mitchell Moses for Parramatta versus Kalyn Ponga to a degree from Newcastle, and who took their opportunities. They both did really well in that regard, but then just a couple of bounces of the ball went Parramatta's way, and in the end, that's what the difference was.
The stats...
nothing in it at all.
Totally favoured Parramatta, but the score was tight the whole way. And Parramatta... 59% territory, 350 more metres. Missed tackles were about the same. Newcastle, in the end, made 10 errors. Second half, had to get a bit more expansive and fatigue as well.
But I thought they were the better team playing footy in the second half. Then I have to say, look, I think Parramatta deserved to win. But in the second half, Parramatta just really struggled. They fell out of their groove. They fell out of the rhythm that they established in the back end of that first half, where I got the feeling that if they could have continued on in that vein, they would have gone on with the job. But they couldn't do it in the second half, whether it was because Newcastle then decided to play a little bit more footy and that unsettled Parramatta, or whether it was just Parramatta players' fatigue set in at some point, because that first half was frantic.
Yeah. So they got 6 days to recover, the Eels, for that game next Saturday night. If we've got time, we'll take some press conferences, but I don't think that'll be done in time. Newcastle, funny old season, much the same as last year, sort of there and thereabouts. Yes, they got to the finals.
Yep.
They've got some star power up front. They've got Pierce, they've got Ponga. You got to feel it's a little underwhelming to basically really crawl into the finals and go out in the first week yet again like they did last year.
Yeah, look, I thought I don't know, Dan, I thought their performance today was first class, and I thought that they, although no one gave them a real chance of going much further in this series, Their performance today showed me that they thought that they could have done more. Yep. They thought that they were actually going to go out there and win today, and then they would have been up for the contest against Penrith next week. I thought their forwards, Jacob, I thought the Saifidi brothers today, and Daniel, after not playing for about 5 weeks and coming back with a medial injury, he was outstanding.
Isn't he a star?
Jacob, their line speed and their commitment and to getting the Newcastle side going forward was great again today. Probably didn't see enough out of Mitchell, to be honest. I thought, obviously, Kalyn Ponga was great. I think Jake Clifford's really finding his feet. He's a guy that has really grown into that role of, okay, so if Kalyn, you know, wants the ball on the back of momentum, I just need to sit back and the next play, I need to make sure the ball gets where it needs to go, whether it's a kick, whether it's a pass. He did a couple of really good things on early plays. He's just gaining confidence, and I think he's going to be a really good pickup for the Knights moving forward.
Well, it's interesting, when they bought him for 3 years and they brought him a little bit earlier, I think there was a feeling in Newcastle like, really, this guy?
Yeah.
He's a kid and hasn't done much in Townsville, but...
They didn't have a six, did they?
They knew what they were doing, yes.
They really filled a good hole because over the years, who have they had in there? They've had Mann in there, they've had...
Watson.
They've had Watson in there, but this guy, I mean, they've found a genuine 5'8", and I think he's going to contribute to that club going forward.
Put your Penrith hat on. Do you feel better or worse about next week's final after seeing Parramatta today? You were pretty down, I got to say, when we turned up today.
Yeah, I was a little bit disappointed. I just thought Penrith played without energy last night, Dan, and I haven't seen that for a long time. You know, they looked knocked around, and we spoke about how they decided not to rest their players. They did it last year, and they did it again this year. They wanted some continuity going into that finals game against who did they play again the other night?
It's been
a long weekend. Against South. They wanted some continuity, and I understand that because they've had injuries and they've had a disrupted back end of the season, but they look tired. And yeah. South's defence was outstanding, don't get me wrong. And when they played 3 or 4 weeks ago, South showed me that they know how to break the best defensive side of the year was Penrith all year. I think they averaged 12 points against them most games. South broke them down, and they did it quite comfortably, and I haven't seen another side break Penrith down. But when Penrith, you know, clicked into gear and started sort of lifting the intensity of the contest, South couldn't go with them. But then, you know, Wayne just went away from that and said, well, they're the things that we need to fix. If we can break them down, then we can go with them defensively when they raise the bar with their intensity, which they did. We can get the job done. And they missed Leota. They missed Edwards. Edwards is an energy player. And they certainly missed their contribution. But take nothing away from what South did. They were the better side. And they move off into the prelim. And, yeah, I didn't take it well.
Now, Penrith have beaten Parramatta twice this year, but... well, they flogged them in round 25, but that was Parramatta's second-tier team, so forget that game. Yep. And their real meeting, it was a 13-12 game. It was in the middle of Origin, but they were all available. It was in that sweet spot where...
Nothing in it. Moses had a kick from the sideline to win the contest, I think with about, you know, a couple of minutes to go, and a lot of people say that it was actually, I think, before Origin 1, and they were talking about whether or not he was going to be selected, or maybe it was before the third Origin, and they said... If he kicks this, he's definitely going to be in. And then he missed it, and everyone thought, oh, maybe he's not going to handle the pressure. But anyway, yeah, there's not much between these two sides.
So sure. Parramatta will go in with confidence, and they beat Penrith last year. There are only one or two sides to do that. The other game, Manly and Roosters. This is strange. The Roosters absolutely slaughtered Manly way back in round one. That was the bad Manly.
It was.
Turbo wasn't there, 46-4. So
it was.
I don't think we can read too much into that form. But again, Roosters coming in off a win, albeit not the most convincing win over the Gold Coast. Manly, so disappointing last week. And there's usually one team that goes out in straight sets.
Oh, yeah.
History suggests that one will. I mean, it doesn't mean it will happen this time, but
yep.
That's what we've got ahead of us next week. We might wrap things up, Gerds, because it's been a hell of a weekend.
And it certainly has.
We'll be back Friday, 7 p.m. for Manly versus the Roosters. Good job by Dobbo on the sideline for us in Rockhampton and everyone involved over the weekend. And we'll be back to do it all again on Fridays. Triple M rocks the footy. Here's the highlights for Self Wealth.
Self-Wealth is your access pass to safe and secure investing. Find out more at selfwealth.com.au.
Short side play, comes to the left, Ponga, out it goes, they're in! Amari Tuala has scored. This is a remarkable opening. The Knights play to Stone, throws left to Nathan Brown, on to Dylan Brown, out to Gullison, gets it on to Blake, Blake is over. Oh, that's classic football for Parramatta. Wonderful roll on. Newcastle couldn't keep up. Comes away here to Hoddle. Inside one, inside another, and he strolls over. That is a soft try that might need a little inspecting, but for now, it's going to be a Newcastle try.
He throws left to Moses.
Another run at the line, and he's through. He's into the backfield. Get far. This is a wonderful try for Mitchell Moses. 30 out, Parramatta. Two tackles left. Gutherson goes to the right to Pennacini. Pennacini fancies his chances. Pushes away. Then slips. The most wonderful pass to Blake Ferguson, who gets over. Out it goes to Moses. Delightful pass to Ferguson. Pins he is back and scores. Oh, Will Smith's a genius. He took the quick tap and Newcastle couldn't hold on. Here's on to Clifford. Puts in a kick. Ferguson's turnaround. It's a try. Tuala, it's close. He got there first. He's not certain, you know. And there, Corey comes out of And you're not going to believe it. Caleb Ponga has thrown one of the passes of the year. He has cut out two players. He's cut out maybe three defenders. He has hit Inari Tuala on the chest. And the Knights have scored. Moses to the right to Gunderson. He puts in a kick. Pennacini's taken out of it. This could be a problem. Ponga is then thrown over the dead ball line by Ferguson. But this will all come down to Will Pennacini.
Caleb Ponga has already overshot the kick. Meaning it's an open line. In our opinion, Will Pennacini would have collected that ball and scored a try.
Unbelievable. Wow. Clint Gutherson is debatable whether his kick was legal to begin with. And now a penalty try, which is going to finish off the Knights. The Eels march on and Penrith awaits. 28-20 winners over Newcastle.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.